This is Small Day Prayer, and you are listening to the Penn Nation Radio Show.
Hockey fans, and welcome to the Pens Nation Radio Show. I'm Ken Will, joined here with the full panel tonight, Joe Depto, Nick Richter, Andy Hughes down in Florida. And the big news right now, actually, we're going to take a break just for a little bit here, talking about last night we had the Pens win, three-game winning streak now against the Carolina, and then tomorrow night they face the East-leading New York Rangers, but we'll get to that game later. The big news right now actually broke last night, and is the Wheelie Nailers organization, the ECHL hockey team, is in a bit of trouble here. Last night it was reported by Sean Ryan of the Wheeling Intelligencer that the team is for sale and may even have a potential buyer lined up and all those things. And we're going to talk to Sean a little bit later. But I got to ask Joe Depto, Nick Richter, you guys actually both grew up in Wheeling. So, you know, what does this team mean to you, or what does this mean to the city of Wheeling to have this potential deal moving or deal going down where the team is actually moving out of town?
You know, people on the outside, you know, have never been to Wheeling. They never, you know, spent a lot of time in the Ohio Valley. They don't really understand the history that this team has. This hasn't been a team that's just been around for 5 or 6 years. You know, Ken, I remember growing up and being a kid, and my family were season ticket holders when the team was the Wheeling Thunderbirds. And that was the team, you know, even though that I was, you know, for the most part, considered myself a Pittsburgher as a young kid, you know, that was the team that got me into hockey. I don't know if I ever would have loved the Pittsburgh Penguins the way I do, or loved the NHL, or loved the game as much as I do if I never would have been to a Wheeling Thunderbirds game. And for this team to be 45 minutes outside of a great hockey market like Pittsburgh, and the way the sport of hockey is growing, and for this ownership group to do what it's doing to the Ohio Valley and to the Wheeling Nailers, to me, I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. And yeah, I'm really upset about it. And this team does, even though, you know, they're an ECHL hockey team. I know it doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people out there, but it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the city of Wheeling, and I don't think it's right.
Well, over the past year now, we've lost two of the oldest teams in the entire ECHL, now 20 years for the Wheeling Nailers. Well, appears we've lost two, and let me restate myself there, but what a huge blow to the economy of the city of Wheeling. I know they haven't averaged a huge amount of fans going through the gate. It's probably around 3,000 again this year, but 3,000 or so people coming into the city of Wheeling, spending money at local restaurants, other bars and establishments. That's all money that could potentially be going away if the Nailers pack up and leave after the season, and that's quite a blow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, Pittsburghers absolutely can identify with this because of the situation that they went through with the Pittsburgh Penguins being up for sale and possibly moving out of town if the new arena wasn't built and all these sorts of things. And thankfully for us, you know, we have a savior in Mario Lemieux. Now, the situation in Wheeling is a little bit more dicey because we're not hearing much of anything from the owners, if anything. And actually joining us right now is Sean Ryan from the Wheeling Intelligencer, who broke the story about this time last night after the Carolina Hurricanes game. It was actually just right after we went off the air of this show. So, Sean, you tell us, what do you know at this point? Because it's been about 24 hours since you broke the news.
You think you know more than we do at this point. There's so many rumors flying around. What I do know for sure, they confirmed that it is up for sale. They're looking for local ownership on one hand, but on another hand, I've heard from three different sources, though I can't confirm any of them, that the team has already been sold and is moving to Savannah, Georgia. That's really a blow to us. As the other guys mentioned there, let's be honest about it. Wheeling doesn't have a lot going on financially and economically, and to take something, one of the few profitable things away, I mean, if the death knell hasn't already been sounded in the past, it's it's getting ready to right now.
Man, that's even, because all I had heard is that the team is actually for sale, and just to hear that the team may actually already be sold and have a buyer in Georgia ready to move them at this moment, that's pretty rough to take. Has there been any kind of build up to this, or any kind of read from the ownership over the past few years that they might be interested in moving the team, or that they were losing favor with Wheeling?
You know, the relationship, at least with Denny Magruder, who runs West Banco Arena, has been strained for some time. But, you know, it was always a situation where this time of year, Rob and Jim Brooks, the owners of the Nailers, would come out and say, we need more help, we need more attendance, or we're going to move. You know, it almost became the little boys crying wolf situation. But this particular situation now, it even caught the people who work in the office with the Nailers off guard. I mean, it was completely out of the blue. Rob Brooks, from what I understand, wasn't even there to let the office employees know. He left Jim to do it by himself. And, of course, Rob and Jim Brooks, anytime something like this breaks, you can't get a hold of them. It's like trying to call the Pope on a direct line. It's not going to happen because they run and they hide like they always do, which is really, you know, these guys have been nightmares from a PR standpoint since the time they've gotten here 9 years ago, to be honest with you, because if these are rumors, if wrong things are being stated, it's pretty big. You know, if that's my entity and that's my investment, I want to get the right and the correct news out there as soon as possible. And for them to just completely blow everybody off, that it doesn't leave a good taste in anybody's mouth, quite frankly. And, you know, silence speaks volumes in this case, I think.
The other part of this rumor, you mentioned Savannah of Georgia. The other thing that I've heard is that the team will finish out the season, and then if there's not a buyer, or even if there is a buyer, the team would just fold, like we've seen with so many ECHL teams. Have you heard anything about that, or is that a possibility?
The only thing I've heard in that regard is if a buyer cannot be found, then the only alternative will be for the team to go dark. I know there's one person here in Wheeling whose name I will not mention that is refuting that, but I've got that on good authority, really, really good authority.
Sean, is there any hope here? I mean, is there any reason that it's somebody who is, you know, been a Nailers season ticket holder for the last few years, who wants to hold out some kind of glimmer of hope, wants to see maybe some light at the end of the tunnel, as minuscule as it may be. I mean, have you heard anything that you know, is this that something is being considered? Is you know, fan stock options an option? Is this something?
I mean, I guess it would probably be one of those things, whether you look at things with the glass half full or the glass half empty. On one hand, you know, the longer that this goes on without any word, it makes you think that it's definitely going to happen. But at the same time, you want to say that the longer that nothing's confirmed, it means all we're hearing is rumors. I know for a fact that Craig Baumer, the vice president of business operations down here in Wheeling, he's going to go down fighting with this ship. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah,
he will do.
He'll
do anything.
Yeah, Craig's one of those guys that have been there for, man, 10, 15 years, it seems like. Now he's pretty much a staple as far as Wheeling hockey goes. Has there been any talk prior to this about reinstating season tickets for next year or anything like that, selling season tickets?
I think internally there has. You know, there was some talk and some uproar that the season tickets were kind of late arriving last year. People were starting to wonder. But as far as I know and everything I've been told, I mean, they were planning that. They were planning the promotions and everything like that. And I also understand that the 10 games in Johnstown was not going to be a part of the deal next year. And it will not be if another owner is found to keep it locally.
You know, the Penguins whole arena type thing. And there was just a ton of negotiations for that. I mean, it took a long time. But, I mean, since we only heard the news last night, and if the rumors are true that
you know, the team is moving. Kind of sounds like there wasn't much effort there. I mean, I know Mario, you know, they had a ton of discussions with all these politicians. Are you getting the sense, if that rumor's true, I mean, we don't know if that's true or not, but are you getting the sense that maybe they're not really trying hard enough to keep the team in Wheeling?
I wholeheartedly get that sense. I mean, every sign, every red light points to that. I mean, you know, if it's true that it is going to relocate, you know, it was just less than 24 hours ago that the team was for sale, supposedly. So either it was for sale or it's already been sold. You know, it can't be both, obviously. And if that's the case, then, you know, basically I feel like we've been lied to for 9 years by Rob and Jim Brooks, who have always trumpeted Wheeling and said how much they love it and it's a second home to them and yada, yada, yada. Well, if that's the case, why did you pull a Baltimore Colts in and not even give a local group a chance to put in a bid?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I was thinking of. Once the rumors have came out about Savannah being a possible destination or likely destination here, it sure didn't seem like they've given a local investor a real shot to be able to come in and save this team and keep it in the Wheeling, if that is in fact true. And I think we'll probably find out a little more about this tomorrow. At least hopefully I think we'll find out more about this tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. I mean, but with the way things are going, just because that's supposedly the way it's going to happen, I don't know. But, you know, the people I feel really bad for are the in-house people that run the operations on a day-to-day basis, the Craig Bomber that we mentioned. I mean, here's a guy right now who is busting his hump to try and put an investment group together on his own to keep this team in Wheeling, and perhaps the team's not even for sale. Perhaps it's already sold. I mean, there has been no contact from Craig Bomber to the Brooks brothers in over 24 hours. None.
Is that Craig reaching out to the Brooks brothers, or is that just there's been no discussion between them, like they haven't returned his calls either?
I would be speculating, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So basically, Sean, I guess just to kind of put the ownership, you know, picture in perspective here, you have these, you know, the ownership group, the Brooks brothers, and they basically just hightailed it out of Wheeling. And they have no idea, you know, they gave no one any notice. They don't know when they're coming back. They don't know what their intentions are. They're basically, this is just all about these two individuals who want to make a buck and just forget about the entire city of Wheeling and the history of this team. Is that basically what we're getting at?
I think so. I mean, they talked about the history up and down since they've gotten here, but this tells me they don't fully understand. I mean, this isn't, like I said earlier, this is one of the few things. I mean, this is our team. It's not just a hockey team. It's not something we just go do if we don't have anything else to do on a Friday night. This is part of who we are. It's a big part of who we are because we don't have very much anymore. And for them to do this, I mean, I hate to even bring this up, but the way that you can't find them, you can't talk to them, nobody knows where they are, you know, it's kind of like the ECHL's version of Yager Watch.
Absolutely. And you brought up a great point, Sean. It doesn't just affect them, or I don't know if they really understand the grasp of how many people this affects. This affects high school hockey in the area, where a lot of teams use that sheet of ice that the Nailers kind of play on to further Waha and in high school hockey in the area. And that's going to affect a lot of how those guys get ice time too, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely will. And I'm telling you, I mean, they only have Wheeling Park, and that's an outdoor rink,
yeah,
of course, and you have all these Waha teams, plus you have the five high school teams. You know, I talked to John Marshall's hockey coach, and he was telling me that even now with West Banco Arena, if they have to postpone a game or move a game back, it takes them a month to get that ice again. You know, so it's already in a dire situation. And to be fair to Rob and Jim Brooks, and I don't really know why I'm doing this, but there's a lot of blame to go around. The city of Wheeling, the mayor was on a radio station this morning, and he said, and I quote, when asked how much it would affect the city of Wheeling financially, not that much, really. Well,
wow.
That's not what I
yeah.
want to hear from the guy that's taking care of my money. And, you know, Denny
no,
Magruder
that's,
is very...
that's not a vote of confidence.
No, and Denny Magruder is... he's very misguided in what he does over there. I mean, I like Denny personally, but, you know, ever since these rumors have popped up year after year, he's always said, oh, we'll have another hockey team in here. We'll fill this venue with other things. We'll have more chances to get different things in here. Well, there's never anything in there now. Why is somebody suddenly going to pop up and say, I want to come to West Banco Arena? It's not going to. So you're going to have a building that's going on 35 years old, already dilapidated, needs major overhaul, and they won't do that. They refuse to. It's going to sit there and rot. So you're going to have another building, only this one on a much larger scale, sitting in downtown Wheeling, unoccupied and rotting.
Yeah, and you know, we might be talking, this is a little bit bigger than just the Wheeling Nailers, and there's a chance that they could draw international attention in the future. I mean, there's talk about, you know, a city like Pittsburgh with Consol Energy Center and things like that hosting the World Junior Championships. Well, they need alternate venues other than just Consol Energy Center to host those places, and Yatlin isn't big enough. Isoplex or none of those places are big enough at all. The best options are like the, I think it's the Caparo Center in Youngstown. And then the next best option from that is West Banco Arena in Wheeling, which is a very viable option at this point. So, you know, there's a chance for some international attention to Wheeling, too. But if there's not hockey being played in that building and it's not being kept up to date and there's not actually a sheet of ice that's put down, you know, you start that becomes a lot less feasible as a potential venue.
Well, as Joe and Nick can attest, we don't think big in Wheeling. You know, we've got the same people in office. We do the same things and expect different results. That's insanity. That's exactly what that is. People cannot think big. We've got this small-town mentality, and we don't want to fix anything. And that's a major problem.
Yeah, Sean is absolutely right about that. That's something that, you know, I remember as a kid, I mean, not to get too far away from hockey, but, you know, he touched on downtown Wheeling. That's absolutely correct. I remember, you know, stores like Imperial Display and Stun and Thomas, those were big businesses for Wheeling, you know, 20, 25, 30 years ago. Source of economy. It's just pretty much you got Wheeling Casino on the island and you got Cabela's up at the Highlands and you really don't have much in between. The, you know, Nailers were kind of that bridge between the two, and they gave people an alternative to go out at night and do something besides, you know, drink Miller Lite in a sketchy bar. I mean, that's pretty much all there is to do in terms of Wheeling nightlife now. And these Brooks guys, they ought to be ashamed of themselves for this. This is absurd.
Yeah, it's been handled not at all in the right way, PR-wise especially, like Sean was saying. Sean, has there been any names thrown around as the possible suitors for the team locally here in Wheeling or even just at all?
You know, that's where they're having a hard time from what I understand it, because there's not a quote-unquote asking price. I've heard numerous times it's $850,000. I can't confirm that. I'm just, you know, I'm throwing that out there as what I've heard. But it's kind of hard.
Start a Kickstarter.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing somebody's going to ask is how much, you know, and if you can't tell them how much, your conversation, your negotiations aren't going to go very far. And that's another thing. The timing of this on the Brooks Brothers' part is terrible. Completely behind the eight ball they put this franchise as far as staying in Wheeling. It's mid-January. We're at the All-Star break, even though the ECHL doesn't have an All-Star game. And something like this, I mean, changing an ownership, even though it is ECHL and it's lower level, I get that, but changing ownership doesn't happen in a week or 2 weeks. I mean, I don't know, because they had the Board of Governors meeting the last 2 days, and that's reportedly where Rob and Jim were, but there's going to be a deadline. There has to be from the ECHL's standpoint because of scheduling and things like that and travel. That can't be that far off. I mean, at best, you've got a couple months. I mean, the whole thing is just really shoddy the way it's been handled.
Sean, this is a lot of doom and gloom right now. Is there any kind of spark of hope that you can give to Wheeling Nailers fans, or is there anything that Wheeling Nailers fans can look to toward, you know, people who are making an effort to try to save the team, or what can Nailers fans even do if they're interested in keeping the team a Wheeling or having some kind of hope?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in a situation like this, it's almost like breaking up with a girlfriend if this is what happens. You know, at first you're bitter, you don't want to talk to him, you don't want to see him, you badmouth him. That's the worst thing people can do right now. If you want to make a difference somehow, and I'm not saying it will, but if you want to try to make a difference, you come fill that building for these last 10 home days. You show prospective buyers that there is a reason to come here. And not only that, but these 20 players out there every night busting their butt for your city, they deserve that. They had nothing to do with this decision. I know, I've heard, let's say, I haven't talked to them personally, but there's a possibility of a local group getting together. Now, whether that comes to fruition is anybody's guess, and can they do it in a timely manner? But, you know, the last thing you need to do is stop supporting this team. I mean, that's the opposite of what needs to happen.
Yeah, and the product on the ice is actually fairly good this year. They're a very competitive team, and it'd be a shame to see fans not show up just because they're angry or they're frustrated with how the situation was handled, because these guys, they're right in the midst of a playoff hunt, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're second place in the Atlantic Division. Only, I think, 6 points out right now.
Sean, what are the players thinking about this? Have you spoken to any of them about it?
I have not, because it's been the All-Star break and everybody's out of town. They won't be back until tomorrow. They have practice tomorrow.
And I have to attest, too, just like Nick and Sean and everyone is saying about getting to the games and supporting the team and things like that. Beyond the fact that the team is good and they're competitive in their division and league, is the fact that, they're fun. The games are fun. They're fun to watch. And, we joke a little bit because the Pens Nation, we took a trip out there last year, and it was actually in the playoffs, and I took my trumpet, and I did get kicked out of West Banco Arena. But I'm not bitter.
No. Maybe that's the curse because they kicked us out.
Maybe that is it. Maybe we need to make a return with the trumpet to try to keep the Nailers in Wheeling.
You got to bring a whole brass section this time.
Hey, they have bands play there. Just tell them you're a high school band. That'll work.
Actually, that's the first thing they asked me. Is like, you with the band? I'm like, there's not even a band here. But I said no. That was my problem. I should have just said, yeah, I'm with the band. Whatever, and just kept playing charge or running up and down the aisles. But whatever. Maybe we may need to repost that video and that whole experience. Get Wolverine, our buddy Wolverine, and Elvis passing out the programs. He claimed to own the team. Maybe he's a potential buyer.
I was just thinking that. I mean, you know, guys like that, like Wolverine and Elvis, like it's like a social scene there. I mean, that's where they want to be, and that you'd be kind of taking that away from them if the team relocates. So not a good situation, but go ahead, Sean. Sorry I interrupted there.
I mean, like we've said, I mean, it's been handled wrong, but the response, even to me, through social media and things like that, has been pretty remarkable. The people trying to get behind this somehow, just, you know, wanting to know what they can do or can they do anything. And my point goes back to the thing about coming out and supporting this team the rest of the way, no matter what happens, because, you know, they are part of us. They're, like I said, they're our team. So if you're going to go down swinging, go down fighting. Don't be a quitter like Rob and Jim Brooks have.
Sean, to kind of bring things back to a point, since you've been with the team, can you tell us what your favorite moment has been as being a part of William Nailers?
I mean, it was undoubtedly the playoff run last year, because as you guys well know, the injuries up top trickled down, and I mean, this team was gutted. The top seven scorers went to Wilkes-Barre at one time. They didn't win a game in February. It was looking like they were down and out. They somehow managed to sneak in, go down and beat the number one, and I believe I'm not sure about the second one, but they went down twice to South Carolina, beat Greenville, and beat South Carolina Stingrays. We're within two games of making it to the Kelly Cup Finals. I mean, if this is it, that's what I'm going to remember, because, you know, that team was really short on talent, but it worked harder than any hockey team I've ever seen.
Well, Sean, I know we're all talking and we're all pulling for the Nailers in this situation. Pulling for you too, because you guys you I mean, your job is tied up in all of this. It's not just your team. It's that is also your occupation. So keep on fighting, and we'll keep our ear to the ground. And thank you for having us, or thank you for coming on the show. And yeah, just good luck.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me, and maybe here soon you can have me back on, and we'll have some better news.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, take care, guys.
Sounds good. See ya.
Sean Ryan from the Wheeling Intelligencer. Lots of interesting information, and the fact that he's hearing that there is a possible suitor and someone who's actually already bought the team and is willing to move the team to Savannah, Georgia, and at the end of the season. So some dire times for the Wheeling Nailers, but you know, as Penguin fans, like we said, you've got to stick by your team. You know, that's I think what we all learned in that situation. Because I mean, yeah. Who knows how that would have gone down if the Penguins weren't selling out every night, if the fan support was not there in that regard. I mean, as miraculous as everything Mario Lemieux has ever done for the city, I think the fans saved that team just as much as 66 did. And I mean, not saying that it's going to happen one way or the other in Wheeling, but you know, there's no worse thing than looking back on it and thinking we could have done more, we didn't even try or anything like that.
Yeah.
So definitely put up the fight. And I know Cy Clark was talking today about getting to a few games too. So maybe
yeah.
we can get a little bit of buzz going and get the Penn Nation Cy Clark the team up there.
Yeah.
And
I just hope your last song there is not Taps. This be so melancholy.
I know.
Well, we've got a little bit of support going on with social media. If you get on Twitter, you can follow @SaveTheNailers. You can go on Facebook, search for Save the Nailers, and like that page. There's going to be plenty of updates on those sites of what's going on, constant news feeds, constant support for the team and for the Wheeling community. So if you have Twitter and Facebook, I'm assuming all of you do, please get on there and follow those two accounts and support the team as much as you can.
Yeah, we talked about this being a huge blow to the fans of the Wheeling Nailers, but this is when it all comes down to it, this is already a very horrible economy, and especially in Wheeling, and you're taking that one of the biggest draws night in and night out there away on most weekends and during hockey season. That's not a not a really uplifting sign for that economy here in Wheeling. So lots of people's jobs depend on that. So
yeah. So I was just gonna say, you're taking away a lot of jobs. Everybody with Wheeling, and Sean, you know, he told us. I mean, that's like one of his favorite parts of his job, and you'd be taking that out. You never want to see that happen to anyone. So hopefully they can get everything straightened out.
I mean, high school football is only, you know, 10 weeks to the year before the playoffs hit, and that's not even guaranteed. So, I mean, that's not a whole lot of a chunk of the seasons and things like that for the paper or for fans of sports or want to do anything other than just go to the Carlos Pizza every night or Drover's. But with the last 90 seconds of the show, Chris Letang might be popping back up to the lineup. What does Letang mean to the Penguins if he is playing tomorrow night for against the New York Rangers?
It's not as big as Sidney Crosby coming back, but it is very close. This team's defense has been gutted since day one in the season. Having some support on the back end in front of Marc-Andre Fleury is going to be huge. Letang is an elite defenseman, as you're going to find around the Eastern Conference right now.
Yeah.
This big.
Yeah. Yeah, Letang eats up a lot of minutes when he's out there and he's healthy. And right now, he's the only defenseman out of our starting seven that has missed this much time. And he's the only defenseman out of that starting seven that's out right now. But this guy is good for eating up 25 minutes, upwards of 30 minutes a night. And that's going to take a lot of the load off the rest of the team.
Yeah, I think it's only going to help the team. Great to have him back. You know, you've seen Niskanen, Martin, McCulloch, all these guys playing more minutes than they're used to, and it'll be kind of good for them to get sort of back to what they're used to and their regular roles. And if we get Letang back on that power play, we'll see what happens there. But got to be really, really excited for Chris Letang coming back. He's an absolutely fantastic defenseman. He was playing great hockey even before he got hurt. So I expect him to continue that, and he looked pretty good. So
see you live, listeners.
Bye. See ya.
Sorry, I had to get that in there. I was trying to do it politely, but then I ran out of politeness.
Yeah, it's hard when somebody's talking.
You jack wagon.
Well, I can't see the time, so.
That's all right.
Are Rob and Jim Brooks down there with you in Florida right now, Andy?
No.
Yeah, why no one's been able to get a hold of them?
There's signs of them down here.
What just happened?
Well, we're
I think here. We lost Ken Will.
Did we? Did he go?
Yeah, Ken just up and left. He went to go get some MTOs at Sheets.
He's got to buy the Brooks brothers kidnapped him.
Oh! I like the way you got that tinfoil hat up real fast there, Nepto. That's a real possibility. We'll have to find out later if we see Ken Will at the press conference or media briefing or whatever they're going to have in Wheeling, which is pretty likely tomorrow. Because eventually they're going to have to say something about this, and we're probably going to see Ken Will hogtied in the background.
Yeah, he's got the apple in the mouth.
I hope so, anyway.
They're ready to be roasted.
So here's what we got to do. Cy Clark. And if you don't know who Cy Clark is, he's the guy that dresses up as Hulk Hogan at the Pittsburgh Penguin games. Malkamania71 on Twitter. He was tweeting back and forth with Andy and I earlier today about getting a bunch of guys to go to the March 31st game, which is the last regular season game for the Nailers this year. It looks like they're going to make the playoffs if they keep on this trend. Hopefully this news doesn't really just deflate a lot of just their will to go out and try hard. But that night, we should get a bunch of guys together and bring every musical instrument we could possibly even think of and make that the most awesome going out regular season party of all time.
And make sure we stay over with
Defo,
the band.
You're bringing your amp?
I'm going to wheel in a Marshall stack.
Yeah, just shred the whole night.
And if they kick us out, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Nothing but just melting faces. It doesn't matter if the game's in play. It doesn't matter at all. I mean, it's just,
there's no boundaries.
I mean, what do you got to lose? It's the last night, potentially, of regulation hockey in Wheeling.
So Cy would need his jersey, wouldn't he?
I'm bringing a drum kit.
Nick's playing drums. Got Ken on the horns.
It's going to be like the Neil Peart drum kit, too. It's not going to be like the regulation drum kit. It's going to be like the whole around the entire – I'm going to need a spin chair is what I'm saying here. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be like 30 cymbals, 18 toms, 14 bass drums.
It'll be like Tommy
right
Lee from Motley Crue. He put his kid on a drum – or on a roller coaster in their summer tour last year. You just fly around the top of West Bank Arena just screaming, "Let's go Nailers."
What are we going to have Hughes do? I don't know if Andy has any musical talent.
He's like the guy in the Mighty Mighty Boston's.
I can rap.
It just comes up on stage and just like he's like for crowd energy.
Yeah, he just pumps his fist like he's a situation.
Fist pump.
Yeah.
I could do that.
In your tidy white.
Me and Wolverine.
No, but I'm dead serious. We need to get a ton of people down there and just make it as chaotic and as zoo-like and as ravenous and as we could possibly make it for one last final hurrah.
I'm done with that.
We'll probably make national news. So if we do this so big that like Bob McKenzie or somebody like that picks it up. Did you hear about the fan riot they played musical instruments the entire night.
What? That would be great.
Like the most peaceful ride ever. Occupy Wheeling Nailers.
We definitely have to make a video of it, too.
We're just going to start camping out from this point on. It's supposed to be like 50 all week next week. I think we could do that, Joe.
Hey, why not? I mean, if this team, if they're going down, then we're going down with a fight. And I'm hoping these players are sitting here taking a look at this because this, you know, and I just had this epiphany. Is this not the Wheeling version of Slapshot? Is this our own version of Slapshot?
It's absolutely that. Absolutely. And that's something I gave some thought to earlier today too. It's surreal, and actually it's ironic because the Nailers have been playing 10 of their home games in Johnstown for the Chiefs fans so they could still have hockey there, and it kind of really all ties that Slapshot theme together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
So we got the big game coming up on the 31st. Joe and I are going to occupy West Banco Arena. And I'm sure we'll be joined by a few fans. I know Chris Bruce, one of our longtime listeners, will definitely be in on that. He comes down to Wheeling pretty much every weekend from Pittsburgh and checks out the games here. But I think that'll be a blast.
Yeah, I would definitely come down. That'd be fun. I've never been to one of those games, but... This is the best time.
You're the reason they're leaving, Andy Hughes.
Yeah, I need to show up.
You need to come and say you're sorry.
Well, I know I can talk to them, so I really can't.
All right. Well, it's been a pretty depressing news day down here in Wheeling, and yeah, not much else you can really say about it. Hopefully tomorrow we'll get some more answers and we'll go from there. That's the first team I covered, actually, right out of college. I covered them with the radio station I was working for, and those are memories and learning opportunities that not a lot of people get to do, and it's a shame to see a team like that with so much heritage and so much history potentially on the brinks and just kind of on the ropes.
But it's not, you know, I know things look bleak, and I'll leave the show with this thought. The show is, it looks bleak. The show doesn't look bleak. The team looks bleak. Things don't look good. Everything looks sad. The interview we just had with Sean, it's not the most optimistic picture. But the fans do need, we need to go out, we need to put asses in the seats, wear your jerseys, support the team, get online, use your social media power, use your, Twitter, use your Facebook, do everything you can. Because, Wheeling has taken a hit. And Wheeling isn't the city it was 5 years ago, and it's definitely not the city it was 10 years ago. But there still is some fight left in this town, and if this is going down, go down swinging. I mean, let's go Nailers. Let's do this. It doesn't have to be depressing and doom and gloom. It doesn't have to be a funeral.
I joked around earlier of just starting a Kickstarter page and with the goal of $850,000. And no band or situation has ever garnered that much financial money on Kickstarter. I think the most has been around $100,000. But you know what? You get the word out social media-wise, and you got a lot of former players and stuff like that that has some heartstrings pulled. You could possibly pull that off. And how crazy and how bizarre would that be if Kickstarter, an internet funding startup, could save the Nailers and kind of help an investment group kind of go a little over the top with their bid. I think that'd be hilarious.
We need Biz Nasty to get into this.
Yeah. I tweeted at him last night. I was like, you got to buy the Nailers and rename them the Wheeling Biz Nasties. And a bunch of other people started jumping on on it and saying, oh, yeah, you got to buy this team. Like, the name alone, if you just kept it to Wheeling Nailers, is one of the most unique names in all of hockey history. And it's just another part of Wheeling going out to the field to die, it seems. But unless there's someone miraculous to come out of the woodwork and save this team.
The Wheeling Wolverines.
I'm not opposed, I tell you right now.
I care about the word of that title more than the last one, believe me. So if they want to be the Wolverines,
absolutely.
As long as they're in the first four, I don't care.
Yeah, as long as they stay in the city limits here and play their home games in West Banco Arena, I could care less what they name that team. They could name it the Wheeling Andy Hughes for all I care. And it sounds like the most ridiculous name ever, but I'll allow it.
Just about them being there.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for the show tonight, guys. Any parting shots?
Go nail it.
Save the Nailers.
Save the clock tower. All right, well, that's all. Do your part.
You go.
Get on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and just have at it. Don't relent until we see some results, or at least have Rob and Jim Brooks come out and make a statement and come out of hiding. So for Ken Will, Andy Hughes, Joe Depto, and our guest Sean Ryan, I'm Nick Richter, and we are out. Save the Nailers!